Hashem, I know you say this man, I want to continue. Baruch Hashem, the sugi for midas that we started the sugi for midas with chesed. I want to continue with midas, but we want to be mekasher a little bit on the yoma. We're holding yomei svira, mem ches kanan etera. So we want to learn the midah of kina. So we want to the shayches to the yisvira. But one of the mem ches kanan etera is sameach b'chelka. So you state mechazal. In order to be kind of Torah, a person has to be sameach b'chelka. A person has to be sameach b'chelka. And be'ez Hashem b'mizbar b'hem shechanyonim klar and rishonim that the ikar by Al-Kapanam may ikroi from the ikar nekudis and sameach b'chelka is the avoid they're working on being oikar the mid of kinu. That's no hus of sameach b'chelka. Tzveite nekuda. It's also again at the end of the game that this is the zman, where you say perik meisu to me the Rebbe Kiva. And although the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yevamos says, the lashon of the Gemara in Yevamos is that the meisu ashlo nohagu kavod ze bezeh. But the Medrash in Kelas Rabbah state an under lashon. Medrash in Kelas Rabbah state the Rebbe Kiva told the next talmidim over there in Kelas Rabbah says there were 7 talmidim. He told his talmidim, don't be like my friyadik talmidim. Shahoy say neim tzarasa b'tarasa shachaver. Atem loy ti uke. There, neim tzara was tzara. It was a tzara's ayin state bezunder in tzara. God, state was a tzara's ayin in tzara. Kenira, that was the shorish the loynogu kavod zeh. Kenira, the shorish the loynogu kavod zeh. Nemsich from a certain tzara's ayin, which is we're also going to see that's do with kina. And that was a siba. That was there was a sir. There was a chesaron in that midah. Like I said, there's a hadgasha, the mesuim of chesaron in tzaras ayin and Torah. That's one of the big sugyas we want to touch on. Taka. There's a tremendous mevucha. There's a tremendous. People have a lot of problems dealing with the sugya of kin and Torah, kin and ma'alus ruchnius. Is it also or not? Kin a from tabar chochma. Supposed to be sameach b'chelka in Torah. Is there musig of being mekane in Torah? That's Hashem. So that's the shaykhis the kesher in here. Well, the ma'isa that's the hagdama. Just tonight we're not going to start the noisay tonight. Tonight we're not going to start the noisay. If kinu, we're going to start with Hashem next week. Tonight I want to address a certain nekuda that has to do with the shmiyas avadim away from klali. A certain nekuda that's very ma'oid negeya to the mezgeres avadim. I want to talk about the end of lezma. Some things I have to talk about at the end of last month, so we didn't get to it. Tonight we're going to talk about it. What's the wreck after? Some feedback I got last month. Saif from the Summoning of Light, Saif from the Bochum. Certain Akuda that I think it's ticking. The feedback that I got wasn't the Mefurish. It was called an undercurrent. But I saw it, I sensed by at least a Chelik Nicker from the Oilam. Frustration. Or maybe lack of patience in the fact that we're a certain noisin that we're doing it such a long time. Taking a noisin we're doing it such a long time. Go out of the Caleb. Right? How long could you do chesed for? Right? 4 weeks, 8 weeks, back. Come with sugar. It's enough, we heard. Yeah, again, no one told me to head you. Listen, stop saying so long, but the whistle for your sign. There was a certain thing, and I'm using this as damnus. I'm not only addressing this nakuda, I'm not sure I'm coming to fire for sich. I'm using this as damnus to mechadid a certain point. What we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish here a little bit. I want to be mechadid, that nakuda. Maybe it'll be a psicha to this man. B'mayim ha-muzgar, before we get to the avoid the kechelik, that's a lane. To do something that's a little frustrating, a little hard, that's a matar of nehatsma. It sends away people who are not serious. Huh? Make the hard thing if that's Yezes Chareina, that somebody's not so serious, he doesn't want to come. Malik, okay. But the Vada, there's more. So, Tabu Poshet, we're coming to give tonight, Sunday night, Monday nights, Sunday nights, Vadim. It's not a sheer lomdis. Hilchis Chayvis Lavavis, Hilchis Deis. We're trying to give up a Musa. Musa. The Aleph Beis about Musa. Musa is not about Rayonis, Chochma, the hairs that happen to be in the Sugyu of Avodah Hashem. The Aleph Beis of Musa, one of the defining terms of Musa, is Teres HaAdam. Musa is all about taking Chochma and blending it and integrating it into a human being. Being able to mahapich the Chochma into becoming a part of a person. And we're trying to, if we have any Siyat HaShemaya, if it is Siyat HaShemaya, if we have a Mitzliach, but we're trying to, at least trying to do, we're trying to give up a Musa. Rayonis, the hairs, part of it, maybe it's part of the mahalach, part of what we have to do in order to get the musr. It's not the matar. Adar, generation is generation. This always was characterized, a great characteristic of many people. But adar is one of the defining things, as you can define them, is as there are more good ideas, the more the hair is floating around all over the place. But all layers of society. Make cotton at Gadol from ladies in Flatbush and Farakaway, from kids in kindergarten, who have more rayonis, more deheres, in every chelik of Avodas Hashem, shaloi shirim avisenu. It used to be the pshutei am, they didn't know too much about anything. Today, the rayonis of Musar are all over the place. Yeah, go ask ladies in Lawrence, they'll tell you all the yisaydis, in the Mishpacha magazine, they'll tell you all the yisaydis, all the yisaydis for Shalom Bayis. All you say this of tefillah, all you say this, I'll tell you, deep thoughts. Rayonis is gavad gezach. But the question is, does it change the person? Does it change the person? That's the shayla, that's the say this, what this is coming to do. Does it change the person? There's never been a door where it's more. Again, this is something that always existed. There's never been a door where there's more, it's so common to have. A bachur, you could talk to him, and all of a sudden, the service that's coming out of his mouth, the matzav of his service. You think like he's ready to be the God of the door. And then his man, you see him, and he's like, it's the same guy. What's going on? Yeah. No. Rayonis. Then it comes. Ador is molly the God of the door. Part of the chitzonis of the door. The most chitzonis of the door, I've mentioned many times. Avdesta says, Ikvus of the Mashiach. Ikvus is the Ekev. The Ekev is the most farthest. The Ekev, we're the heel. We're the farthest. Abchin of our door is the thing that's farthest away from the Mekaz of the Mensch. The Mekaz of the Mensch is the Lev and the Seichel. The Ekev, the more chitzonis we are, the more there's a distance between the Rayonis that we're hearing and making them a part of us. That's not the Matara. The Matara isn't to have. There's. I want to open this up a little bit and get to what this has to do with the Nekuda that I started with. From the Aleph Beis of Musa, this is mamish from the most basic things of Musa. Anyone who's touched Musa in a real way, real Musa, is to avoid this idea. To avoid for a person just hearing things. To avoid the idea of staying in the Seichel, making them part of the Levi. There's a Migmar Mokum. This idea, this Nekuda, that the tendency in the Mensch, and the certain shter in the Mensch, for not being able to process, for not being able to drive home to shtel avek as a chilek of himself. Rayon is gdol hasogis. There's a gavald rabbi in here. It's the kuda mekazis that I want to talk about tonight. Benyana says, the end of Shah Sheni is chavov. Benyana comes up in Shat in the memory, famous memory from Hillel. Im ein ani li milig sheni lamatz mi mari. Hillel says, Im ein ani li milig sheni lamatz mi mari. So Benyana learned, he learned the chiddush Shat. Pashas, you learn him, Einani, the Mili is going. It's a mensch who's bechlal, he's not contributing. He has good rebbes, he has good parents who are trying to help him out. He has good chavrusas, he's not doing anything, he's not there. So then, Einani, the Mili, it's not going to help you. Einani, learner, we're talking about somebody who's contributing. We're talking about somebody who's picking up a Moshe Sefer. He's picking up a Moshe Sefer. He's going to Moshe Shemuzim. He chooses to go to Moshe Shemuzim. I'm talking about somebody who's forced. The Mashkiya forces him. The Shver forces him. The pocket from the Shver forces him. We're talking about, he decides to go. In Dos Vegan, there's a member from Hillel, you still have to be there. You're in front of the Musa Savior, right? But you have to be there. What does that mean? Ben Yonah says, you say,
Rather, we'll see he nakudi he wants a magfi. The magish so much. I want to take out the yisoid and use it in your name. The Yehuda says, what does it mean? I mean, anything mean? What do you have to be? There's up to be in Yehuda. This is one of the Aleph Beis Makaris Marakaymus Sugis Musa. So it can be in Yehuda. Ma'odam le'oyner nafshu. This is the way Taish is the main ani li. Le'oyner nafshu. A person is not ma'oyner himself. Ma'ayoyilu ha'musari. What's going to help a musar? Ki afal pi shenichnosim b'liboy b'yoyim shomoy. This is where I see from an inner world. We're talking about somebody who the divrei musar entered. He heard them. He heard them. I'm not talking about somebody went in one ear, went out the other ear. He heard them. Nichnosim b'liboy. It went. He got it. He listened and he heard, and they were there believe. However, yishakchim hayetzer v'yavir milvav. This is the sugya that we're talking about. We opened up tonight. This person, he's going to hear. Gavaldik, during Musa Seder, he's going to be alive. And even, Abur, is that much blabbing with him? Yishakchim hayetzer v'yavir milvav. The shayla over here, is it going to stay with him or is it not going to stay with him? Avdezon tohtilil im ein anili mili. If you're not going to be there, it's going to stay there for a second. Why? So this is the pasuk. Mayor the kapshat. Mayor the pasuk and mayor the kapshat. Pasuk in Mishlei is Dr. Rivanian. Why? 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 Why is the Yitzhak going to be Shach and Liba? Pasuk in Mishlei per Yud. Pasuk Chav state. Kesef nivchar loshen tzadik. Lev rishoyim kemat. The pasuk says, Kesef nivchar loshen tzadik lev rishoyim kemat. Peirush. So Rivanian and Pshan pasuk. What does it mean? What's the juxtaposition? What's the pasuk saying? What's the two things? Zokta ben Yirna, Musar ha-tzadik, Zach, please sig, L'shoinu nefchar. The tzadik, if it's the Ramchal, the Rabbeinu Yirna, if it's Rabbeinu Finkel giving a shmuz, the tzadik, is L'shoinu Zach, please sig, L'shoinu nefchar. It's pure. It's like silver that was taken out all the purities. He gets down to the Etzim Zach. It's clear, there's no two ways about it. Avad, you hear the tzaddik, there's a havamina, you're gonna take the level of the no halach of chet. There's a havamina, you're gonna be a kani in somebody. There's a havamina, you're gonna be selfish. The tzaddik talks straight, it's klar. Avalev ha-reshoim ha-shoim musar yurega echad. The problem is, and it's the opposite. The lev ha-reshoim, lev ha-rosha is a way of saying a lev shein ha-mesukit. It's all of our, all of our hearts yet that are not yet mesukit. We're trying to work on an akuda. Leva Rishayim Kimat. What does it mean, Kimat? Leva Rishayim Kimat types Dr. Ben Yoino. Leva Rishayim Hashayim Musarim Rega Echaru. This is the line I want. This is what we want to do. Dr. Ben Yoino types, okay, types. The problem is, Leva Rishayim is a Rega. That's not Gdarva Leva Rishayim. It's a Rega. Defining types of a Leva. It's a Leva. And it has a Leva, and then a Leva is there, a Leva Kochs. Oh, but it's a Rega. The whole Hagdara of the Lev exists in the Rega. And in that Rega, this is the Pella, the Lev, there's no difference between the Lev of the Tzaddik and the Yusoid Hador. At least in the Chitzonius of that Lev. In the Chitzonius of that Rega, unbelievable. Avada, it's clear. Who's ever going to do out of air? Who's ever going to be Makani? Who's ever going to be Mazalz on his wife? Who's ever going to be selfish? Avada, in that Rega, everything is there. Oh, but the problem is, it's a Rega. It's Bechefta Rega. Milushain kemat oivei machnia. In Yona kerega oivei, he brings a lot of raya. Sometimes kemat means a rega. Zokta ben Yona, the posuk being megalot us a problem that we have in our hearts and musar being meshpiyin us. This is tremendous depth. Is that when you go and you harn, you're doing the musar seder, v'shas ma'isa, everything is so clear. And you're like, sure, okay. But the problem is, it stays a rega. That means we have this two maybe layers in a mesh. There's the chmur chitzonis to kechelik in a mesh. And there's more penimis to get chelik in the mensch. You could go through a lot of experiences. You could go through a lot of things. And the shas ma'is is very hard to know, is this experience, is what I'm hearing, is a touching, going deep down to the chelik that's going to remain for me l'netzach, is going to remain for me eternally or not. This is some situations which a person thinks, he goes to Kfarim, he goes to Kumzitzis, he goes to Rebis, he goes to good, and he's mamish in the himlin, he's mamish. Oh, but it's only the rega. It never went deep down and never went in real his real zich. Oh, but it's so deceiving because v'shas ma'isa, the lashon of the tzaddik is so clear. And the rega is there. Yeah. If you want to be magdir ardor, going back to Agdor, the whole Agdor of Ardor is a rega. There was never a generation that lived more in the present moment Never, ever. We have to understand. Even in Yoni Chol, they didn't live so much in the second. It wasn't pushed by them. It was a hakara that the second is not when they judge things and they judge the experiences. When they lived off. I've lost it. They lived. They didn't live in the regga. They didn't live in the moment, in the arayas. There's never been a more of a door like our door that we call cool and live in the regga. The name of this shter that Rabbi Yonah is talking about, which is the biggest shter from Musar. This is the biggest shter from Musar. It doesn't allow Musar. It says the chochma. It tells the service. It freezes the service. It stays. It doesn't go anywhere. It's only even her. It's Malik. It's only even Nura. This. Hagdor, this shter that we have that by us, kukula, it's kukula your rega. How do you get out of this rega? How do you get out of this? So Rabbi Yonah is teaching up. Rabbi Yonah says you have to be ma'ur yourself, you have to think about it, you have to, later on he says you have to mechadish, you have to put yourself into what you're hearing. I want to talk about it from Musuyim to Nukuda, I want to talk about it from the Ge'ah, this Nukuda we spoke about. I mentioned, that's no times on the people. I think it's natural. I want to talk about how this Yetzirah, this natural tendency for a person to be mistapik with hearing, going to a Moshe Shmuz, hearing once, twice, hearing with the hair, and then get it. This is directly negiah to this sugya, to this nekuda of Leib Rishoyim Kemat, of being a rega. Directly negiah to this sugya. This is the Yetzirah, we have the Yetzirah. And I'm not talking about chitzenis, like a person doesn't really want Musa. Even the people don't want to hear Musa. And they want to get down, they want to hear what Chazal has to say. And they want to hear real deher. Yeah, a real deher, what is Chazal, what is Das Torah about what Chesed is? What is Das Torah about Kina? But what happens is, the second, the third, the fourth, something, all of a sudden, a light shines up. All of a sudden, they hear, it's a mapecha. They hear, this is a sakana. This is a tremendous sakana. When you come and you hear an anoisei, and all of a sudden it lights off you. What happens is, the answer to Yitzhar, it's the Kodesh of Reg, is that, okay, it's Asi. This way. Alright. What happens is it remains a Rega. You just open up. You're the hair, you have a hair, yeah, you have a head, your head, your Roish. Your brain took in, got in the light. It came to a certain light, it came to a Soga. You realize maybe that you had a wrong, you had a very chitzonistic avon on what feel is. Whatever the sugya we're learning, whatever sugya you're learning with Muslims, all of a sudden you chop it. The chilek of the mesh, which is so momentary that we're momentary people, we chop on and we come totally full and we think we're full. Oh, but what's full is the mahalach of rega. The chilek of us that's a rega, that's what's full. But the chilek of us that has to change, that's missing entirely. That's missing a travel. This is directly, this is mamish directly in the sugya. This is directly in the sugya. Rashi, in the beginning of Vayikra, Rashi, Eshter Rashi, Vayikra. Rashi, Shtel Zavek. And there's a shinui in the Loshen between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Schaber. To Moshe and to Bilam. So Rashi, Vayikra Moshe. So Rashi, Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba. Vayikra, the Shurish of the Mila, Vayikra is Kuf Reish Aleph. Kuf Reish Aleph, not Kuf Reish, Kuf Reish Aleph. Kriya, Kuf Reish Aleph is a Lashon Chiba. It's a Lashon of connection that's Chiba, that's going to be a Chiba of Chiba. Aval Nevi'e Umma Sa'olam, Nigla Aleim B'Lashon Arai V'Tumma, Shanema Vayikra Elikim El Bilam. It says in Midbar. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Bilam, he appeared to him Vayikar, Lashon Mikre, Lashon Arai. The Shurish and the Mila, Lashon Keri, Lashon Mikre, Lashon Arai. State thought that the Shinui between being a Bilam, being a Moshe, looked in the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it a Kavua Dika connection? Is it something that's Kavua? Or is it something that's Bimikre? Something that's Mikre? This is part of our tremendous, we have a tremendous difficulty, a tremendous, tremendous challenge in our door. We're so not kavua, we almost don't have the ability, we have no patience to hold on to something, the kriyas. We need constantly, we need new, that's Bilam. And what happens to Bilam? What if Bilam was the dogma of the world, the dogma of somebody, as this phenomenon we're talking about? He had the biggest hasogas in the world, and nothing blind by him. Nothing blind by him. His life, he was exactly the opposite. He was a Yedeya Das Elyoim. In his hasogas, and again, in the hasogas, it's unbelievable. In those hasogas, unbelievable. He sees clearly. I can't do anything. He sees everything. All the betochen, all these sayyidus, all these lovers, it's clear. But in real life, it doesn't show up on the screen. That's the taisha Bilam, because Bilam, his own mitzias was, it wasn't bekvias. He didn't make it a chelik of himself. He didn't make it a chelik of himself. It remained not bekvias. It remained. Yeah, here it is. Okay. Bilam, if you remember the beginning of the Vadim, as we were maimed, Zeh lu mazeh, mitamide Avraham Avinu, that's Midas Tevis, and mitamide Bilam Arosha, that's Midas Rois. Bilam was the example, we both in the Meralim, the example of Midas Rois. The example of a person who, his Midas, because he had those Asogas, and he remained with those Asogas, he never formulated anything, he never was Masak in his goof. He remained, he left it, that's what we saw. In Midas, what Friday and Arsugi were talking about, I'll give you lists and lists of people who have all the Asogas from Midas. Lists of all the errors, all the mamash, they'll give you a mamash, a ganze shir. But in real life, to change Midas, that's a kosher in English. To really change, to transmit it to you, that's an antrasach. This is what we're trying to do. And this is one of the reasons why Badafko, we still, and we stay a long time. I'm not saying I'm going to stay all this man, I don't know, see, please. No idea. But this is what we're trying to do. We have to understand. This is a deep point, and it's not deep in Seichel, it's deep in Mensch. Is that this idea, that area, that chum in the Mensch, there's a territory in the Mensch, which is the territory which transfers from the seichel and the lev. How do you do that? Is there an equation? Can I explain to you? Can I tell you how? Can I give you an equation and tell you how to take information from the seichel and make it part of the lev, make it part of you? How to take all these seidus and midas that we want to look at and talk a change if a person should change? There's no equation. There's not an equation. This Torah is hamusav. What is it? But one of the aleph bases is when it starts becoming more a part of your life. We spoke about this many times. The sugi and Gemara. The sugi is the page of the Rashba or the Gemara. The sugi and Musa is always the mensch in life. Dafka, when you have the Deher and you know and you understand the sugi, Dafka then, we go weiter. And we're schlepping out the sugi for carrots. We're schlepping out the sugi. Another week. What's happening? You be'etzem, if you could use an English word a little bit, like you're relishing. The person Musa gives relishing a taste. The person has a taste in his mouth and breathes in his mouth. He wants to relish it. There's a Musa go. You're holding in the sugya, hold blind in the sugya. And I've heard from Galat, I've heard from Bacharim, it's the best thing. Tell me how auras that they have in life, in their own life. What's an aura? What does a person take when a person has an aura of a musr in his own life? What is it? You're going to write in a book? It means that's what's starting to happen. The chokhm is starting to seep into his mitzvahs, it's starting to become part of him. It cannot start after you're satisfied. After you're ready, satisfied, you have enough. You heard, you don't want to go fight there. And we're going weiter, and we're continuing. This is what this. We're not hit and run. I'm not trying to hit and run. I'm not trying to give you say this. There's. I want to. People can have all the right things. We're coming to try to give Musar. This is the idea. Be'etzem in Musar, the more new information you give, the harder it is. You know, for carrot, Be'etzem, we shouldn't say new things. B'chal, we should go over the same things. What can I see from the saying? I see epis, at least to give, if you handle the same sugya, new ideas maybe in the same sugya, new points, new knach in the same sugya, something we have to go. I always say over the beginning of the beginning of Das Chacham Musa, they bring from Beruchim. Beruchim said that. That's all he says, but Yisrael is given no Musa. The Altum Kelm had to be Moisef Chachma, already had to be Moisef Chachma, was Chachma Musa. And by me already, it's given Das Chachma Musa. That's me, Das Chachma Musa. Everything is to come to Moser. We have to, it's an excuse to person just to be holding on to the sugya. We want to just hold on to the sugyas. You know what it means for a person to become a noisin? A person to extend his world. We worked on last month. A person to extend his world to another person. On paper, it's beautiful. But to actually do it before you, it's a mapeich in a mensch. So we have to be working on the noisim. We touch this, we touch this, we touch this. But ba'etzim, it's all excuses, it's all different ways that the mensch should blibe in the sugya. That the mensch should get us a blibe in the sugya. We'd be holding in the sugya, holding in the sugya. You're holding in that sugya. The sugya is so sugya, so other. With okay, you say this that we bring, and they're on when it's bedaitcha, and you're working on the sugya. That's what allows. That's what the borders the nefesh and allows the klichus, the yisoidus to see. This is the nakuda we want to try. This is the nakuda. I'll explain a little bit to them again, talking about why we're going farther, but also I'm trying to maybe also be mechadal about what this is about tonight. This vada, what's about? People are coming in. They want nice things. Geshmak yisoidus. Not what it's about. That's not what it's about. That's not what we're trying to do. It's a lot of good to say. There's a lot of good form. I can give you my makoimus. Not a good form to look at. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to involve Musr. We're trying to touch. I believe this on Musr. That's what you said. And we saw tonight that there's a shter. There's a shter, a tremendous ma'akik. It's called Lev Rishoyim Kemat. It's called that I leave even when Be'etzem, it was an Asur to a certain extent. But it's Kemat. It's contained to that rega. It doesn't allow it to go further. That means at that rega, you seem like you're a tzaddik. Yeah, it's a gavaldik. But it doesn't go anywhere. It stays, and that's look around the people, all these decided, someone has these great ideas. But they stay, they blind. One of the nakudas that we need to do that is that we have to be able to hold on to it, so get past me there. Not to look just only for the hairs. Be able to work, to take the musa weiter, to open up ourselves, and that involves going weiter. Fair is one thing. This is what the Sefer is. Until now, we said that this idea of Be'etzem being a person who, you know, who's, that's not kavua. We can only hear something 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He needs to start something new. I need to start something new. I need to start something. This type of person. Until now, we just said it stunts. It doesn't allow defamation to develop into the mensch. That's what we're saying until now. It doesn't allow push it. It's ma'akiv. But it's not a chesaron in the other way. There's a diktuk in Rashi before. Rashi says that by Bilam, by Yikre, a Loshen Mikre, a Loshen Arai V'tumu. There's a diktuk that by Bilam, not only was it a lack of a Dover Toiv, it was what part of it caused Bilam Lehefik. Part of it caused Bilam's Rishus. It seems like that was part of it caused Bilam's Rishus. So I think there's another Nakuda, and I want to add on, this is another Nakuda, and I get to meet this also. And there's another Nakuda that this Yisai we spoke about tonight, not only is it a stunt, it doesn't allow this Eirus to turn to become a chilek into the mensch, but also could work lehefich, it could bring to Eirus, it could bring to Neuridik Ashkos in the mensch. And this is what I call, it's about three, four minutes, we'll just be marachit for a second. It's what I call the Nisht of Shabbos Geret Syndrome, that's what I call it. There's something in a mensch. It's called the Mahalaf from Nisht of Shabbos Geret, what is that? This is one of the most unbelievable phenomena, we always talk about the Vadim, this unbelievable Bria called the mensch that we all are. I'm never amazed to be amazed by. He's unbelievable. This mensch is unbelievable. One of the amazing things of a mensch, one of the unbelievable things of a mensch is the Nisha Shabbos. What's the Nisha Shabbos Gered? Nisha Shabbos Gered is a person in Shabbos, and he really wants to say something that he can't say in Shabbos. So what does he do? He says, Nisha Shabbos Gered. He says what he wants to say. So Nisha Shabbos Gered. He's looking at him. Looking at Meredith Gazach. Is there the person Bavorns? The person bavarns that avada I know, of course, that you're not allowed to say it's in Shabbos. You're not allowed to say something else in Shabbos. So once I said that, not only until now we said once you have hasoga gavoya, you already know you have the hair in the Indian, you feel like you're yoytzer. Here's another thing around. Once I know that I have hasoga, I know I have the hair, and I don't have it, I could go pumfaker. I'll show you. Give you a few examples. It's big v'tishcha, like a laugh, but you don't know when nixon on this right and right and left. All over the place. Okay, big noise. All the time in life we do this. Take it. Go to your in-laws. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, you come to the house. First thing, half an hour speech, they start giving about. Vada, we know all you say this. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, they're not supposed to intrude into the children's life. And the Vada, of course, my mother never did that. And my brother, and if my mother did that, I know, and I never ever, to any of my children, did that. Half an hour schmooze. A second later, what? All right. Oh, that is a little black. All right. What's going on? What happened? It's the terrorist. The terrorist is once she tells you, the mother-in-law, all the father, they tell you that they know of other, that there's a tendency for mother-in-law father to intrude. And we know about it. The etzem, they're being matter themselves in the nefesh. Now, avada, I'm not going to be. This is everything. Chavrusa, the first day of this man, he tells us Chavrusa, avada, the whole yisoid of learning the Chavrusa Avad is not stami chatimsa to help me out. Not just here to help me out. The idea of chavusa, we should work together, and that I should sacrifice for you, and you should sacrifice for me. So I'm going to read the Gemara every day. That's mine. That's what the guy says. No, kids, you don't. It's every single thing in life. Every single thing in life is like this. Abalabos. I have to be this matter. Abalabos starts, you know, darshaning. He comes to give money to something organization. Starts darshaning. He knows Avada Abalabos has to have his boundaries. And even if he gives money to a moysid, Avada, he's not supposed to say his deus, because he doesn't realize the oimik of Torah. He doesn't know what Torah is supposed to be about. And then, by the way, you should know, I have this idea. It's unbelievable. There's so much. You'll see. I'm giving examples about other people. We do it also, all the time. We say, and we go, this is the Mishnah Shabbat. That's the yisoid of a mensch. That's what a mensch works. If you feel in the nefesh, you feel that he has something, once he could do it, so everything's open. This was part of Bilam's Ashkasa. Bilam was certain that he's not a mushkos. What do you mean? He's a Yedea Das Elyon. He knows everything that's right. He knows exactly what things are. Everything. He has a shtempel on everything he's doing. He has a shtempel. That was Bilam. That was part of the tomb of Bilam. This is the same exact thing. This is the titsa of what we're speaking about tonight. Somebody who goes to Avad and he hears the hair and then he has it. And he doesn't really change, he's not only not going to grow and really change, he's dangerous. I'm telling you, read this is so dangerous. He's dangerous, I didn't say it. The most dangerous thing is a husband who knows all the yesodis of Shalom Bayis and he can quote it to you. And then he's a mushkes in his house. Mamish, and I'm telling you, it's mamish, this thing. Of course, I know exactly. Well, you saw it. Of course, a person has to understand his wife and realize that around the home all day, she's working with the kids. And then you come home, garnished. Mamish, fuck it. Once you could say the whole declaration, it's mine to do everything. This is an imic in what we're talking about tonight. You don't need it again. I'm going to come to this. I'm saying, not only doesn't happen to everybody, there's a risk. There's a sakona. Not only you won't grow, but there's a sakona of dafka. The person hears Muslim in such a way that he hears the dare and then, he hears the dare and then he has the dare and he doesn't. Take it on, if I cared, it's a lot of times matter him now. Now he could go, punk if I cared. Because the goof is not masukin. And the goof now has a head to do whatever it wants. Come on, this is the kankuda, this is what we want. A little bit, the mechadi, a little bit what we're trying to do tonight. This is Hashem, Mishnah, that's lava. In the middle of Samech, we'll help them.
That's what we do. We don't feel bad. We don't feel like doing something wrong. We don't feel like what's wrong. Let's try to do it. Try to do something wrong.
It's true. No, it's true.